Dave Collette tested the NBA waters a little bit. Wanted to get some feedback, but he made the decision to come back to school for his senior year, and he joins us right now on the Bill Riley Show. How are you, Dave?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How's your spring been? I haven't seen you since the end of basketball season.
Yeah, it's been going good. Just been hanging around, working out, doing my thing.
So it surprised me a little bit, like a month and a half ago, when I heard you kind of put your name in for the draft. What was your thought process on that, and what did you kind of get out of the whole process over the last month or so?
I mean, I knew I was going to put my name in the draft, you know, from the very beginning. I actually wanted to do it last year, but the, you know, transfer kind of messed up my plans for that. But, you know, just with the new rule, I mean, it only makes sense for me to put my name in and take advantage of the resources that I have and try and get as much feedback as I can to help me going forward.
I'm actually surprised more guys don't do it. I would think anybody that has the opportunity to do it, like you just said, there's no real downside to it at all, is there?
No, not really.
So what kind of feedback did you get after you kind of went through the process over the last month and a half?
You know, just a lot of the coaches and staff saying the same things, but, you know, just some things to work on, you know, here and there within my game that can give me a chance, you know, to possibly be in the draft for next year.
Did you? I know you worked out the other day with the Jazz. Did you do any other workouts?
No, the Jazz was my only one that I was able to get.
But it was nice having it in the backyard and just going down there and getting that feedback from an NBA team, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't really expecting to get, you know, a whole lot of workouts. I knew with the huge number of, you know, kids in the draft this year, it wasn't likely for me to get a whole lot of workouts, and I knew that going into it. And so, you know, to have one was successful enough for me. It was more of, you know, getting my name in there and getting recognition and trying to get that feedback.
David Collette with us here on the Bill Riley Show, back for his senior year at the University of Utah. Have you talked to Kuz much through the process after he made that decision to stay in?
Yeah, I've been talking to him quite a bit throughout the process, and, you know, he was at the workout with me with the Jazz the other day, and so we were able to, you know, sit down and talk for a minute there.
He seems happy. He feels like he's made a good decision. I guess we'll all find out on draft day, but I talked to him a couple of different times. I've texted with him a little bit. He seems to be getting good feedback and really enjoying the process.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's doing great. He's been killing it in his workouts and did really well in the combine, and, you know, he's given himself a great chance for the draft this year.
All right, David, since you brought it up a minute ago, I'll ask you, whether it was the NBA guys or whether it's Larry and Andy and Tommy, the coaches up at the U, what are some of the things you're focusing on this season between your junior and senior years that you're working on with your game?
Well, I mean, right now there's the things that I need to work on, you know, to give myself a chance for the NBA are completely different from what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, the college game is completely different from the NBA game, and so, you know, I'll take my personal time and work on what I need to. But as far as, you know, coming back next season with the Utes, you know, I'll continue to work on what I do well and what they need me to do.
Does it help you, at least in the back of your mind, that your head coach had a long and successful NBA career? So he's not only going to be working on what he needs you to do for his team, but I'm going to guess Larry can give you some pretty good advice as a big man on what you need to work on for your next level too.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely helps when he's been through the process and knows what it takes, and he can, you know, give me some feedback and guide me in the right direction.
All right, sometimes time and distance gives us a little pretty good perspective on things, so you don't get caught up in being prisoners of the moment. You've had a couple of months to decompress just a little bit. How'd you feel like your first season at Utah went?
You know, it went pretty good for the most part. I think we had, you know, a pretty good year given the circumstances that we had, you know, with a lot of new guys. But obviously there's a lot of room for improvement, and we could have done a lot better. So, you know, we're going to take those things that we need to improve on and work on that hard, you know, in this off season and get ready for next year.
You know, most of the guys coming back this year, obviously Cedric's back this year, Ty Rawson's back this year, Jace will be back this year, Gabe will be back this year. Couple of guys left. Obviously, JoJo and Devin are gone. But give me an idea of what you think of the group coming back, and I'm sure you at least know the names. If you haven't played with them, you know the names and who they are, the guys coming in. What do you make of this core group of guys that you guys are going to have next year?
I think it'll be, you know, a little better year than we had last year with a lot of guys coming back. You know, we keep that team chemistry going and build on that, and you know, the new guys that we got coming in, and are only going to be able to help us out, and we'll have guys that'll step up in positions and be ready to go.
There's a big hole where Kuz used to be, and that's a double-double hole, 16 points and 10, 11 rebounds a game. I don't know if there's one guy that can fill that role per se, but do you think you'll fill it by committee a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's how it needs to be done. I think that's what will happen is we have plenty of other guys in all the other positions that can step up, and we can all, you know, combine our efforts and fill that hole.
We saw you and Jace on a very limited basis last year play together. I know talking to the coaches, they'd like to see a little bit more of that. What's it going to take from both of you guys to see you out on the floor together? Obviously, Jace playing a little five and you playing a little four.
I think a lot of that has to do with me and you know, me developing as my game to be able to play that four spot with him on the floor at the same time. So I think that, you know, puts a little bit of on me and something I've been working on to try and get better at.
Is that just you being able to step out a little further in space on the floor and be able to play a little further away from the basket?
A little bit of that, and I think a lot of on the defensive end as well of, you know, being comfortable and able to guard at that position.
Give me an idea of the guys that are coming back. We'll take Dave Collette out of the – I won't make you talk about yourself, but who do you think's got a chance to make a nice jump from one year to another? There were a couple of guys that were freshmen last year in both Jace and Cedric, but give me a guy who you're in the gym with a lot who you think might have a chance to make a nice jump from last year to this year.
Yeah, well, I think, like you said, you know, Jason said, well, you know, I think they'll be able to, now that they've got a year under their belt here, they'll be able to step up and be a little more comfortable playing. I think another big person that can help us is Parker. You know, maybe getting a little more consistent. You know, he's been working a lot. We've been in the gym with him a lot, and he's been doing really good, looking good right now, and I think he'll be able to step up and play a lot more minutes for us.
You looking forward to that trip to Europe in a month or two?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not only fun that you get to go to Spain and France, but it gives you guys some extra – I mean, that's the kind of the benefit is extra practice time and extra game time against some pretty good competition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any time we can get to practice and play a few games against some people will, you know, help us get some, you know, more experience for when the season comes.
What are you doing for fun this summer, David?
I'm in the gym. What are you talking about fun? Basketball is fun.
Well, I know. Well, that's fine. If being in the gym is it, then being in the gym's it. I didn't know if you were. I know you're going to Europe. Are you guys? By the way, is your wife going to be able to go with you, or is it just a business trip?
No, she's not going to be able to come. It's just, you know, it'll be too hard. You know, it's a team trip and it's business. So she's taking her own little vacation with her family. So she's set.
There you go. Well, you'll have to exchange pictures and stuff. Hey, congrats on coming back. And I'll look forward to catching up with you sometime this summer. And thanks for jumping on today. Appreciate it, David.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David. David Collette with us here on the Bill Riley Show. Just talking about basketball.